Hey everyone, how we doing? JC here with another episode of So NWA. I got my brother here, Enrique.
Yeah, hello everybody. Thanks again for tuning in to another episode of So NWA. Juan Carlos has a very special guest that he managed to bring on. So Juan Carlos, if you would like to introduce our guest today for our listeners.
Man, thank you so much, Enrique. Ladies and gentlemen, in this episode today, we have the mayor of Pea Ridge, Mr. Nathan Sees. Welcome.
Yes, thank you very much. I appreciate you guys having me today. It's a great day in Northwest Arkansas. We're blessed to be in Northwest Arkansas and be doing the work that we're called to do and be good public servants. But thank you very much for having me. I appreciate the invite and look forward to it.
We couldn't be more than happy and excited to host you here. You know, we've just started this podcast not too long ago, and to have someone of your caliber to be here is just an honor and a privilege.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll say this is a first for me. I don't think I've ever sat in a room with a mayor of any city, right? So I'm honored and privileged for your time. So thank you, Nathan, for joining
us. Thank you. Yeah. Awesome. It's an honor just as mine as it is yours. So awesome. It's great to be a part of the community. And whenever I can do things like this, this is one of the better days of my job.
It's great to hear. That's awesome.
It is. And actually, you know, it's things like that that has attracted me to the city of Pea Ridge, to people like yourself that really want to give back to the community. And at the end of the day, it's still the people serving the people. And this is a community, mm-hmm. You know, just to sit here and share our thoughts and cares and desires and whatever it might be with an audience listening is such a privilege. So thank you again, Nathan, for being here. But man, how's y'all's day?
So far, my day's good. Yeah, my day's been good. What about you, Juan Carlos? Been all right?
It's been good. It's like you mentioned earlier, it's a nice, beautiful day here in Northwest Arkansas. I think the forecast is saying it's going to be around 50 degrees today. Mm-hmm. So that it's nice and sunny. It's not too cold. Nathan, how about you?
It's good, man. It's been a great day to be here in Pea Ridge, Northwest Arkansas. It's been a great week. You know, there's been a lot of things moving in Northwest Arkansas. It's been a lot of conversations being had already this week, and it's only Tuesday.
Yeah.
So Tuesday. You've got more things to come.
Mm. Yeah, next thing you know, it'll be Friday.
Like, that's right.
Where'd the week go?
Yes.
True. Yeah, no. Well, how was your weekend?
My weekend was good. I worked with some clients. I got an inspection scheduled.
Nice.
Got them under contract for a home that they're going to like out in Rogers. So I'm really happy for them. We've been looking for a little bit. And then I spent some time with my fiance. So my weekend was good. I think I had a good weekend overall.
Yeah, nice. Congrats on that. Congrats to your clients.
Absolutely.
You know, I know there's a process for that, right?
Oh, yeah. I think we looked at many houses, and I tell my clients all the time, like, hey, if it's one house we look at, it could be 5, 10, it doesn't matter. I want to get the house for you guys, right? Because that's why they hired me, right? Yeah. I'm providing them a service.
Correct.
That's right.
So I was happy to be able to do that for them this past weekend. I was really excited for that.
And that's awesome. Shout out to you. Shout out to the clients. Shout out to the DS team for putting us on as well. Nathan, how about you?
It was a good weekend. So it's a good weekend whenever there was no events happening this weekend. We just kind of worked together as a family, and we just kind of hung out, really.
Those are good weekends, too. Very calm. Yep. Nothing popped off. We get to just hang out here at the house. I think for me, I did the same thing. So
Cool. That's good.
Yeah, okay. Last Friday, my youngest daughter, mm-hmm. had a daddy-daughter dance at the school.
Okay.
And she wanted to opt out of that and go on a daddy-daughter date. And so we went on a date and had dinner and went out and supported the Blackhawk basketball team at a home game. So That's what we did Friday. So
that's awesome.
Good. That's cool.
That is cool. Where did you guys have a dinner at?
We went to Panda Express is where she chose. And then she's real crafty. And so we went to Hobby Lobby after that. And she got her some crafts and stuff that she's gonna do. So it was good though.
That is a good,
it's a good night.
She's crafty. What does she like to make? Is it
she crochets a lot? She does a lot of crocheting, and then she does a lot of like homemade bracelets and different things. Okay. So
That's cool.
That's what she likes to do.
Is she going to have her booth at the farmer's market?
I don't think she will. I don't think she has that much inventory yet.
Okay.
Yeah. But yeah. She likes to give it away to her friends and be like, hey, what can I make you? And then right now she's working on some Valentine hearts for her mom to put in the car. Because my wife has, over the rearview mirror, she likes to have whatever, you know, season it is, she'll have something hanging from the mirror. And so she's supposed to be making her some hearts for that.
That's pretty good.
Yeah,
pretty I'm gonna have to put a little contract and get something for my fiance. I think that's a good idea.
That's very nice. No, that's cool. You got to give her that that entrepreneurship, that desire. Push her. Hey, we got to get you a booth. You know, I'm good at it. Yeah. No, that's cool. That's awesome. What the youth definitely push the youth for that. But good. I'm glad you both had a good weekend. I know, like I said, I think for Enrique, it was a nice win for us, and even I think for Mayor and I, we had a good win because. Honestly, we just got to relax, it sounds like,
for
the most part, and spend some time with the family. So cool, cool.
Yeah, relaxing and spending time with your family, I think, is always a blessing.
Yes, sir. So, that's right.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
I mean, you get so preoccupied with work and you're busy, and then you kind of forget to have those times when it's available. It's always nice.
I agree.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Nathan, we really appreciate you being here. And in this podcast, we like to highlight where the individual's from, you know, what they maybe do for occupation and number of things. But, you know, tell us who you are. Who is Nathan? You know, for someone who's not familiar with Pea Ridge and this town or maybe even this area, you know, how did Nathan arrive here in this area?
I'd love to share my story. My story is I moved here to Pea Ridge whenever I was 12 from Tulsa, Oklahoma area. It was back in 93 whenever I moved here, and my dad was a storm chaser, not a storm chaser like a tornado chaser, but a contractor that would repair after a storm goes through. He would come in and repair the home or repair whatever it is, and he got a contract with George's and Cargill at the time to redo the turkey and chicken houses that they collapsed because of a big ice storm they had. And so the roofs all collapsed, and so he got a contract to come in and do some of those. So that's what brought us to Northwest Arkansas originally, and been here ever since and loved it. And I'm a Pea Ridge guy. Since we moved here, we moved to Pea Ridge in 93 and graduated high school from Pea Ridge in 2001 and started working at the city in 2003. As a temporary contract mower. I literally mowed the green spaces whenever they needed them. And then in late 2003, they hired me on full time as a street labor position. And then in 2005, I was promoted to assistant street superintendent. And then in 2010, I was promoted to street superintendent over the department. And I stayed in that role until being elected as mayor in 2022 to take office in 2023 as the mayor of Pea Ridge, which I am blessed and honored to be there today. A lot of people ask me like, hey, what got you into politician? Why are you a politician? Well, let me tell you a story. Some people get the peas messed up. It's not about being a politician. It's about the passion that you have that drives you for success in whatever you're doing. And I have passion to create Pea Ridge to be the best Pea Ridge that we can create cohesively. That goes to city council, that goes to planning, that goes to department heads, that goes to the community as a whole. Whenever we do community engagements, we want to hear your voice. We want to talk about what do you want to see in the community. And so I would say that, you know, I'm not a politician by any means. I'm just passionate about Pea Ridge in general and creating that, cultivating that community sense.
Oof. Powerful.
Man,
powerful
that is, story. Gosh.
So it seems like your family is from a blue collar background, right? Mm-hmm. You know, working with their hands, doing manual labor. And I think being involved with that, being here since you were 12 to where you are now and seeing how much Pea Ridge has grown and the impact that has, I think you see a lot of value in those positions. And, you know, people who work in those types of fields, I mean, I'm sure they appreciate that, you know, having somebody in your position to make decisions and think about whatever's going to happen in Pea Ridge. I'm sure they can relate a lot.
That's right.
So I think that's important because my father too, he was blue collar all his life. Mm-hmm. He did drywall and stuff out in Florida, and he did that here when we first moved here to Northwest Arkansas. So I can relate to you in a way that my father did that growing up when I was a kid.
Same with my father. You know, he was a facilities guy, maintenance, worked with his hands. Mm-hmm. And I remember going to work with him when I was young. And I think that's kind of almost get a little bit from that, you know, but again, I think seeing that coming to Pea Ridge years ago and seeing that leadership and those qualities, I mean, you pick up things from the little I've had to observe from Nathan, man, I have to say that that's very spot on from what I have seen. And it's, again, it is an honor to have you here. But you talked about you were in the street department. That really fascinates me. That really interests me because To be honest, I don't know much about it, you know, until I got more involved with the city, you know, recently. When you first started, I think you said you were like a temporary worker.
Contract labor.
Okay.
At the time whenever I started. So if we look at the trajectory of population,
okay,
from 2000 until 2010, our census grew at 110%. So within that era of that decade, Pea Ridge grew the largest amount of population that it has ever grown in the history of the city. And so I was a part of that whenever we're looking at infrastructure needs and looking at taking care of maintenance and taking care of the community in the sense of how are we going to get people to commute safely? What are we doing to make sure the drainage is all working correctly? At the time, whenever I started there, the street department did a vast amount of everything. I mean, we were the people that took care of all the facilities. We were the people that took care of all the grounds for the parks department. We were the people that took care of getting stray animals. There was just, it was just one of those things. Whenever you think about a street department, you don't think about what all they take care of. And whenever you look at what Pea Ridge was compared to where it is today, it's honoring to me to see where we are today compared to where we started whenever I started 20 years ago plus to see that, you know, back then we had three guys that worked for the street department and now we're up to 10 guys that work for the street department. Uh-huh. And the need is there because of the growth that we've had. You got to keep your city staff staffed to keep up with the growth that you're experiencing. And so for me to be a part of that decade of growth rate there, I think was very timely for me to be a part of it, to be where I am today. And so me experiencing that growth and seeing all the things that we had to do whenever we were growing at 110% to keep up with the growth, I think helps us today to look forward to the next 10 years. Where are we going to be in 10 years from now? You're going to be a million people in Benton County and Washington County by 2050. Well, now that number has been 2045. And so as the popularity grows in Northwest Arkansas for the demand of Fortune 500 companies and all that comes with that, we are growing as a city at that rate as well.
Yeah.
And so, you know, a day working in a street department may be we're going to go out and install light poles. It may be, hey, we're going to go trim trees at the city park. Hey, it may be we're going to overlay streets today. It may be we're going to go to training today to talk about how are we going to do our MS4, which is our municipal stormwater separate sewer system that we have to have through ADEQ. And so there's a lot of regulations and a lot of things that happen in a day at the street department.
I couldn't tell you what half that means, but that's awesome.
Well, I mean, I think it's just refreshing to know that you were involved in that back then,
It's true. That is true. Yeah.
And you know, going into the road department and the street department, I personally wouldn't have ever thought you'd have to do so many things and be in charge of so many things to make sure everything is looking well. But I guess a question that I thought of in regards to the road, and maybe you have an answer. So as we know, Pea Ridge is a little bit more quote unquote rural, right? You know, going from Bentonville to Pea Ridge, Rogers to Pea Ridge, maybe about a 15-20 minute commute. But it's a two-lane highway. My question is, what is Pea Ridge wanting to do or is planning on doing in order to accommodate for all the people maybe fluctuating from these more populated areas, kind of Rogers, Bentonville, wherever, Centerton even, where they're flocking to maybe Pea Ridge? What is the idea with the infrastructure, maybe making the roads a little bit more, I guess, quote unquote, accessible?
Yeah. This is an ongoing conversation that we have with RDOT. RDOT is the state highway that you have to go through, like Highway 72 and Highway 94 are not our jurisdiction as a local municipality, but we advocate very, very loudly to RDOT about the need. And they see the need. And this has been a conversation that I can tell you has been going on for well over 15 years with RDOT. We were trying to get ahead of it back in the early 2000s to where we would know, hey, we can get this four lane all the way to I-49. We're going to be good if we can do that. And lo and behold, we all know it didn't happen. And so now we're back to the playing field of trying to get them to realize that, hey, Pea Ridge is growing. We're not going to slow down growth. Growth is going to keep happening. How are we going to get people to commute safely to I-49 corridor? You know, you got Alice School of Medicine happening in Bentonville. You have the new Walmart home office happening. You got J.B. Hunt that had a big announcement that they made that they're going to be doing a big expansion in the coming years. And there's just so much happening in Northwest Arkansas that we have to create a safe corridor for people to commute.
Right.
Not only that, it affects your local economy. Because as you're trying to be in the seat of a mayor and economic developer, you're trying to get people to come here with services, big box stores, whatever it may be, mm-hmm. that can serve the community here in Pea Ridge and the trade area. And people come here and they're like, man, you guys don't have any shoulders on Highway 72. It's only a two-lane road. We really need to have these met before we can have interest in coming there. Mm-hmm. And so that misses us out on, you know, exponential amount of millions of dollars of revenue that we could right. be getting, as well as job creation. You're creating jobs whenever those people come here to do services in Pea Ridge. And so that's a big push for me in 2025 is job creation, economic development. What are we going to do with Highway 72? Mm-hmm. And so Jared Wiley has been the newly appointed director of RDOT. And Jared Wiley and I have a very good relationship. He was the head of pre-construction with RDOT prior to being where he is today. And Philip Taldo is out of Springdale, and he's our highway commissioner for okay. our region. And he and I talk. They all know the needs there. It's just, it's not a priority to them yet because they have other priorities such as 612, 112, 59, and 72 that goes through Gravette and Gentry. Right. I mean, that corridor is one of their big ones that they're looking at right now. And all we continue to do is just advocate for Pea Ridge. And you know, we can only take care of our jurisdiction. If you think about the corridor, Pea Ridge's jurisdiction only goes out so far. Well, then you have Benton yeah. County that has to take it from there to advocate. Then you have Bentonville that has to take it from there to advocate for that piece. And so cohesively, we've all came together and said, we need this to happen mm-hmm. as a region. Mm-hmm. How can we make it happen? Mm-hmm. Price tag on that's about $110 million to do the project. And so now they're trying to figure out, okay, we see the need. What can we do to activate this need? And I feel like we have some traction and momentum with RDOT right now, just because of the relationship and the rapport that we've created with them over the years.
Yeah, I mean, it's so many moving parts because, like you said, it's not just Pea Ridge, right? You have to get involved with Benton County, Bentonville, and all these other places to make sure that it is going to happen. So I guess a follow-up question is, let's say any citizen that could be listening to this in Pea Ridge, what can they do to maybe get a little bit more attention, if that's possible, if that will help with maybe securing something like that?
Or even helping it to advocate for, you know, what can the citizens do?
So the biggest thing that the highway commissioner will tell you, that it takes an elected official making the motion of what to do. And so that's what we've already done. From an elected official point, I've made the motion for what needs to happen. We've discussed what needs to happen. And now we're just waiting for them to set it up for the pre-construction phase. What are we going to do from here on out? Mm-hmm. And so we've had multiple people ask, like, hey, how can I get involved? What can I do? And a lot of people say, talk to your legislators. Well, guess what? RDOT is a single entity funded government. Legislation has nothing to do with RDOT. RDOT can do what they want to do with their own funnel of money that they receive. And that's why they have a highway commission. The highway commission are appointed people by the governor that take care of the state of Arkansas. And so Alec Farmer was the previous chair of the highway commission. He's out of Jonesboro. And now that Philip Taldo's in there, I think Northwest Arkansas will probably see a little bit more action from RDOT because of Phil being in there. Right. He is a native to Tawnytown. He's been in Tawnytown his whole life, pretty much. And he sees it. He drives these roads. And people tell me all the time, we need to do Highway 72. We need to do this. We need this intersection change. Well, I know that. I drive these same roads. I don't fly in a helicopter from my house to City Hall. Like, I'm still a part of the community, a community that we cross traffic. Like, I see you at the four-way stops. I see you at Walmart. I see you at these intersections every day whenever I'm driving. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And so I understand it and I get it. It's just getting them to realize it at the state level, to realize how much of a priority that it should be.
Yeah. You know, and I just want to say this. I moved to Pea Ridge about 3 years ago now, and just that growth in traffic has increased a lot. But something I will say, you know, everything you just heard Nathan say about how proactive he's been, I want to say I completely have seen it, and have those, and having those conversations with these people that it's, you know, you're supposed to have these conversations with, like, to my knowledge, has happened. So, I mean, I think some citizens may not know that. You know, they might just say, why isn't that getting worked on tomorrow?
Yep.
And in all reality, you know, these things take a lot of time. Oh, yeah. I mean, if just the 3 years that I've been here, we've had a lot of growth in Pea Ridge, sure. But I mean, who would have expected the boom, you can say, even 5 years ago in Pea Ridge? Mm-hmm. You know, if you lived here back in, you know, before COVID, back in 18, 19, and 20, you know, before the whole, I mean, they did announce the home office back around that year, you know, around that time. But the fact all in 3 or 4 years, it has grown so much, and the roads are just, it's just something that's going to take some time. Mm-hmm. You know, I think we all know how fast state or government things, federal right. government things move. But
and a lot of your infrastructure from the road side of it, I can talk, your roads are about 20 to 25 years behind the growth. If you look at the trajectory of how fast they get a hold of the infrastructure, and it's simply because you have one entity, RDOT, that's funding these. Whenever you have 5 or 6 or 10 or however many developers in your city developing, it's not just one pot of money developing. Yep. It's only one pot of money that's going to be able to do the work. And so you have multi-million dollars of people investing in your community by doing all these projects where it's going to take RDOT. There's single amount of resources to do it. And so it's hard to keep up, but roads are expensive. They're about $2.5 million a mile now. Trails are about $1 million a mile now. And so, like I've always said, the best time to do it was yesterday because it's not going to get any cheaper, but the best time to plan is now for the next 20 years.
Yeah, I can definitely say that that's what we're trying to do here in this area. And there's going to be some really great things coming to the town. So, but we can, we'll talk about that a little bit later in the next segment, but Mayor, what's one of your favorite things about Pea Ridge that you enjoy the most? You
know? I love the community at heart. I love that whenever we may be a growing community, but it takes the community as individuals to create the heart of the community. And so if you care about your neighbor, if you check on your neighbor, if there's somebody that needs something, we all come together to take care of that need. And that's one thing that I love about it. If there is a disaster that happens in Pea Ridge, guess what? Pea Ridge people are going to take care of Pea Ridge people. And that's what I love about the heart of the community is that people that are here, I don't care if you've been here for 50 years or if you showed up yesterday, you're a part of probably the greatest community in Northwest Arkansas to be a part of, to where we care about you and we want to make sure that you're taken care of in the time of need. You know, social media posts that I see is people, hey, I need help with my bills this week or this month or whatever. And those are taken care of within a matter of hours because people in Pea Ridge care and people want to take care of those people. And so really the community at heart and the love and the passion that's here that drives each and every day that we get to see as we get to see the blessings of people helping other people. And so that's one of my greatest things about Pea Ridge.
Amazing. Amazing. I agree with that as well. That's what definitely brought me to this town, attracted me to this town, and glad to be a part of this town.
Yep.
100%.
Yeah. Tiny communities, I think, are always so interesting to see because I'm not from Pea Ridge. Right? I grew up in the Rogers area and I reside in Lowell right now. But, you know, just from an outside perspective, whenever you see that, you think, wow, that's amazing because how often do you see a community as tiny as Pea Ridge? Where you can put on Facebook, oh, I need help, and someone's gonna help you. I'll be honest, it's not as common, right?
No.
So being in this community, even just sitting here with people who are a part of the community, it's really nice to see and refreshing almost to hear something like that.
Yep. Pea Ridge is unique in that aspect. And there's been people move here from Silicon Valley, from Houston, Texas, from Philadelphia that haven't experienced that. And now they move here and they're like, where have you guys been my whole life? Like, I'm so glad I'm here to be a part of this community.
Yeah.
There was a post about a lady moving here. Her husband was disabled and she needed help unloading her U-Haul truck. And guess what? People showed up to help her unload the U-Haul truck. And so it's just that type of thing that cultivates the community really aspect. As long as the community as individuals create that to be the heart that they carry, it doesn't matter how big the community gets. They still have the heart of the community in mind.
Looks like I need to buy a house out here in Pea Ridge.
I know somebody.
I know somebody.
Oh, you know somebody?
Yeah, you call me. I'll call you. I do want to say this. One of my favorite things I saw, this is about a few weeks now. This was around the Christmas time. And this was an example of what Nathan is talking about the community. There was a post on Facebook. A lady asked about her daughter wanted to see the lights somewhere in Pea Ridge. Mm-hmm. They were off. Mm-hmm. And you replied, I think, within half an hour or something like that to say, give me a second. I'm going to have them turn them on. Again, I don't know if they were done for the day or if they were just not on for that time. But just the fact that you were looking out, you were connected, you can say, to the community in that matter. You said, hey, I'm going to turn these lights on. I was like, dude, that's my mayor. Yep. That's my guy right there. Yeah. It's just a connection, you know.
If you can fill a gap in a need somewhere, fill a gap in a need somewhere. And whenever I seen the post, it was a family that wanted to take family pictures. It was at night. And they want to take family pictures in front of the tree. And they're like, hey, the tree's off. We want to take family pictures. And so I replied and said, give me 5 minutes. I'll be there. And so I went down there, powered them on, and they got to have their family pictures in front of the tree. It was a glitch in the electronics at Papa GFI because of the rain we had. There was a moisture in it. So,
I see, but we got it
going for them. And, you know, it doesn't matter if you're the janitor or the CEO, you need to carry the respect and the care about your community and whatever you do day in and day out for each individual person. Mm-hmm. And if a resident is wanting to take pictures in front of a Christmas tree and I can make it happen, I'm going to make it happen.
Yep.
So it sounds like with being involved as the mayor of Pea Ridge, you've learned a lot of, you know, not saying that you're not a caring person, but maybe you've grown more into that, right? You're helping your community. I mean, how often do you think a mayor is going to go and maybe turn on the light for somebody? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It could happen, sure. Yeah, but I mean, just hearing that story, I think reflects a lot about your character and who you are as a person.
Yeah.
Correct. Yeah. I believe that you're definitely setting that tone and definitely setting that example for your team, for your community, for your family, all these things. And I think all that is just equally important, you know, especially in the role. But if that's where the heart is originally, then whatever role you're in, it shows, right? Yeah, that is amazing.
So I guess aside from learning that or growing your skills in that way, what else have you learned as being the mayor of Pea Ridge? And it could be, you know, personal, it could be business or whichever aspect. But what have you learned the most?
Mayor Crabtree was here. My predecessor was here 28 years. And me watching him, I thought, I don't want to be a mayor. I like my street department job. I want to stay here. Me being here 20 years, there were still things that he was doing that I had no clue about. And so whenever I got elected and I got in here, there were things that came up and I was like, oh, now I got to learn how to do this. And now it's more now trying to transition into the administration piece of it rather than hands-on and being out in the field and doing things. And so whenever I got elected, there was a learning curve for me to change a little bit of the vision, if you will, of thinking, hey, I'm going to go to work. I'm going to go pave roads today, or I'm going to go mow today. And now I'm in the role of where I am today. And I'm having to really discern myself, like change myself to where I can be more of an economic developer, CEO, president type setting to where whenever they come into town, they being community members, they being investors, they being anybody that wants to be a part of Pea Ridge, is that I'm acceptable to them. And I want to make sure that if they need something, they can call and let me know, hey, I need this. Can you guys help us out with this? Mm-hmm. And so being accessible to people makes a big difference where if you're not accessible to them, they think they're just another number in your city. And so Mayor Crabtree really taught me a lot in the time that I got elected. You know, I was kind of under his wing for a little bit there. And he really taught me a lot about you have to care about the people. And then whenever you care about the people in the time that you need something, they're going to be there to care about you. And so you always take care of your people. That way they're going to take care of you. Mm. And so that's really been the mentality of, you know what, I need to take care of everybody the best I can. But not only that, like there's legislative stuff I have to do. There's boards and committees that you have to be on. My calendar is always full of stuff. And so whenever people say, hey, do you have time this day? Mm-hmm. I literally have to make sure I have time that day because I can't just say, yeah, I'm good, because I don't know what's going on that day for me to have to be at because of the committees and the boards and stuff that you're on. So there's a lot of other avenues and a lot of other duties for a mayor. Whenever you think about a mayor, what do you get? What's a mayor do all day? Well, guess what? They're doing economic development. They're doing community development. They're trying to cultivate a better quality of life for the community.
Right.
And they're really trying to engage more with the community. And so how can I do that? So those are my big things that that I do as far as from a mayor's perspective.
So it sounds like you're having to wear many different hats. And I mean, if I had to wear that many different hats, I feel like I'd be going crazy. So, I mean, that's like a huge skill that you've learned. And I can appreciate somebody who can juggle so many things at the same time and also still pay attention to the citizens and the people here in Pea Ridge.
Mm, very true. You know, I would say this for you, Enrique. It takes time. I think it takes time to learn those things. But having someone like a mentor, someone to teach you those things and ask those questions from, I think really develop it. And I say this as, I know you're a little bit younger than me, but you know, I remember at your age, you have those things, you look up or you try to find those people, you know, that you're around and always ask those people, whoever it might be in your life, mm-hmm. to say, hey, how do you do this? Or what's something I can learn from this person? Right. And just say, oh, that's a really good quality or a good trait. And, you know, I think mm-hmm. I'm going to do that. So, man, you know, and again, this podcast is for things that you can even say it's kind of things like that. Because at the end of the day, it's us serving the people. Someone like the mayor here, he's also serving the community. So it's getting with people, getting to know people,
right.
learning from them, and then serving them as best as we can. And this is kind of my, you know, our little project here
yeah.
for that. It's been great so far. And it's been, I can't believe I've done before. Like, sooner, I guess you can say.
Yeah.
Because I have enjoyed this so much. But Nathan, what is something as a citizen of Pea Ridge, or, you know, for the citizens of Pea Ridge, what is something that we can do to help the city grow? We can get more involved, things like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
I would say that if you're looking at getting involved in the city of Pea Ridge, there's multiple different nonprofits in the city that you can be a part of. We have Lions Club, we have VFW, we have 4-H, we have like Stitching with Love. That's the ladies that make blankets for kids at Arkansas Hospital, Arkansas Children's Hospital. They make blankets for them. There's just a vast amount of opportunities here that I don't think a lot of people know is here. And so I think that whenever people want to be involved and want to be engaged and want to volunteer time, the library is always looking for people to help out the library. Mm-hmm. If you want to be on a board or committee, you know, whenever those vacancies come up, then mm-hmm. you can apply for planning commission, run for office at the time that a seat comes open. Don't think you're not capable of doing something because your background or whatever it may be. Because you never know what ideas or what you're going to come up with. This highlighter that you have, Juan, right here, this started with an idea. Somebody had an idea and they executed their idea. And so everybody has ideas. Mm-hmm. And some can be good ideas and some can be maybe not right now ideas. And so we want everybody to be involved and be engaged. And so if there's a time or anything that something comes up that people say, hey, I have an extra Saturday. What can I do on this Saturday? You know, we have a beautification committee that does our flower beds and does different things in the community that if people want to get engaged there. Mm. We have an active transportation committee that people can be on. We have an open parks and trails committee that people can be on. Oof. And so there's different opportunities there that are available for people to be a part of.
Oh, that's great to hear. Where can we get, where would someone get more information about that? Do they email someone from?
They can email me if they want to, mayor@cityofpearidge.com, or you can go to cityofpearidge.com and it's all on our website. Okay. And you can check out all the opportunities there and be happy to get you plugged in. If you just want to shoot me an email and say you're interested, then I'll get you plugged into the right place.
Man, cool. Yep. that's cool. What do you think about that, Enrique?
It's good. I think that if any person in any city can get more involved with where they're living, I mean, they'll get to see firsthand how it is, you know, to yep. manage where they live.
Yep.
Because if you're, I guess you could say if maybe you're not as involved, maybe you're more curious and you're not really aware of what's going on. So I think maybe getting more involved will give people that sense of like, oh, I know what my city's doing and I know what I can do to help. And
right.
maybe doing this will help somebody else do this. And mm-hmm. and I think just that impact will just grow and grow and grow. Yep. And I think it's super valuable to do anything that you can do within your city to get involved.
Yep.
Yep.
Man. I agree with that.
Yeah. No, I as well. Do we have any new additions here to Pea Ridge that our listeners can know about?
Right now, we have a lot of good things happening in Pea Ridge right now. We got some, you know, residential development all day long. Mm-hmm. You know, you can go to the project tracker on our website, and you can see all residential and commercial projects that have been approved and what's in the queue. And so we just are recently...
what's the most recent?
Been able to get Tractor Supply to come in. And Sweet. So Tractor Supply is going to be investing here about $20 million in an investment here for their building and for their facility to be built. And so we've really, you know, Seven Brews here. Mm-hmm. And so we have Ember Mountain here, Ember Mountain Coffee. And, you know, there's getting more and more attraction of the commercial people to be here because our trade area has grown.
Yeah.
Right now, you know, our population says 65-59. Well, our population right now is about 12,000 people, roughly, and our trade area population is roughly 50,000 people. And so we have people that come here from north side of Bentonville and Rogers to all the way to Cassville, Missouri, all the way over to Eureka Springs, and the eastern side of Bella Vista mm-hmm. that come here to trade. And so that number is not going to do anything but go up. I mean, people are going to come here. We got optometrists fixing to come here. We got AT&T store that's here.
I saw that. We've got,
you know, another dentist that's fixing to come in. And so there's going to be a lot of services come in to our community that people are going to be able to utilize in the coming months. So it's really exciting to be here today and be a part of this as we see the growth happening. And it's nothing I take myself out of it. It's what the planning and council and what they have done to cultivate and create that to where people can want to come here and invest. So it, there's a lot of, you know, you can look at Bentonville and Rogers and Cave Springs and Centerton and what they're doing in those areas. But Pea Ridge has a lot of land that's still available for people to develop. And so that's what makes it more attractive.
I like that. Yes. I saw that. I saw the Seven Brews. I saw the AT&T come in. I mean, even in the short amount of time that I've been here, basically the apartments that are over here and the Domino's over by the Walmart, that was, that came about in a very short amount of time, which is all a good thing. It's just diversify the city, to be honest with you.
That's right.
Yeah. Diversify the city, different jobs. Yeah,
I think it's good.
Yeah.
There's more big stuff to come in the coming months. There'll be some bigger announcements that will come up, but at that time, at this time, I can't release those.
Sure. No, I mean, it has to go through the proper channels and things like that. So, I mean, I completely understand. You know, there's a process for that. But, you know, is there a shout out that you want to give to a team or your team back, you know, back in the city hall or anything like that?
Yeah.
What do you got?
First of all, we haven't talked about my family. So let me talk about my family for just a minute. My wife, Nikki, and I have been married 21 years. We have three kids. Our oldest is Hannah. She's 17. She works at Ember Mountain Coffee as lead there. And then my son, Malachi, he is 15. He works at the golf course. He's a little cart barn guy up there. Loves it. He loves to play golf. And then Addison, as we talked about earlier, she's 11 and she's my artsy. She's musically talented. She likes to sing and all that stuff. So, you know, if it wasn't for the support I have at home, I wouldn't be able to do what I do today at work. And so it takes the support from my kids and my wife realizing that, hey, you're going to be gone for that week for training. I get it. That's part of the job. And so there's days that, you know, I come to work early and go home late. And they understand that those days happen for meetings or whatever that is. I'm just really appreciative of their support because it helps me day in and day out be able to come to work and know that they're supporting me in what I'm doing. And so, yes. Shout out to the team at work. Shout out to the department heads and all the staff, fire department, police department, planning, everybody that's done such a phenomenal job, city council. And it takes all of us working together to create what we created so far. And we're cultivating the means of what the city wants to be and driving, you know, driving that home from, you know, our fire department. You know, there was a post yesterday, I think it was, about our fire department going to help a lady that fell and there was some glass or something that broke whenever she fell. They took care of the lady. Well, guess what? Then they went above and beyond and took care of the mess. And so they cleaned up whatever happened at the home and they appreciated that. And one thing that our fire chief Bowen says, he tells his staff is, leave the resident loving the fire department. And so whenever you leave them, make sure they that you're leaving them loving the fire department. And I think that just shows volume as far as the leadership that we have in our community. And, you know, Chief Hahn had a story the other day about, you know, he went and there was a guy that needed to go get some stuff from a family member. And they, he said, I just can't go alone. Can somebody go with me? And Chief Hahn and them said, we'll go with you. Get in the car. Let's go. And so they went with him. He just didn't feel comfortable doing it alone. And so we care about our residents of Pea Ridge, and we want people to know that whenever you're here, you're family.
Wow. Speechless.
Yeah. It almost sounds like, you know, having that family environment is super valuable. Kind of backtracking a little bit, you mentioned that the support of your three children and your wife is huge. I'm not married, right? I'm just engaged. But I can relate to you because I went through a hard time about a year and a half ago or so, and I had my fiance there and her family to help me. And their support was huge to do what I do now and to do what I do every day. And so hearing that, and for even for our listeners too, you know, if you have somebody to support you, your family, your friends, you know, just get someone around you that that can help motivate you and keep you in line and to grow as a person, to make sure that you're doing what you have to do.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that
the greatest thing I can tell people from a leadership perspective is let people know that you see them and that they matter. Don't let somebody be looked at and not really looked at. Let them know that you're making time to pay attention to them, mm-hmm. and that they matter to you. And so whenever I'm talking to an individual at whatever, maybe they have an issue at their house, maybe they want us to come mm-hmm. and look at something. I go look at that and they have my full attention whenever I'm there to talk about whatever issue that is. And what I love is that the issue isn't as big as what the individual thinks it is. And we'll take care of that the next day. And they're like, wow, I didn't know you guys could do that. Yes, we're going to do that tomorrow. And so it really creates that to where people realize that, hey, I can call the mayor, I can call this department head, and they're going to take care of the matter as long as they can. Right. If we can't take care of it, then we're going to find out a way that we can take care of it.
Wow, powerful. Powerful. Just makes me more proud to be a Pew Ridge citizen and to just be in this town, but to work with people or to be around people like yourself and, you know, the family and all the people mm-hmm. in the community that support each other is definitely, again, I'm speechless and proud. So
Yeah. Hearing that, I think as a reminder for everyone, it's super important to make sure you're around an environment where people are going to uplift you and support you. Mm-hmm. And it seems like Pew Ridge is checking every box with that. And so for me, it's very refreshing to hear that, honestly, my opinion. I think it's very valuable for sure.
But, you know, Nathan, as you know, in this podcast, we talk about a few things, but again, we always like to highlight the area as well, the Northwest mm-hmm. Arkansas area, again, anywhere from Bella Vista down to Fayetteville. And we always, you know, one of the questions that we always ask our guest, right, is what if you have family that's never been here before, what's that first time experience like for them? Or what do you do? What do you tell your family about this place or friends or anything like that? How does it go?
So most of the people that I talk to, I tell people that this is God's country and nice. Come over and awesome. Check it out. And
yeah,
so
yeah, that's good.
Whenever people are here and they ask like, hey, what's to do in Northwest Arkansas?
Mm-hmm.
You know, Pew Ridge Military Park. It's one of the best pristine parks that you can go to and look at. It's still one of the top of the ranks for people as far as it being the same as it was in the military days. Mm-hmm. And then you go to Crystal Bridges, you go to the Momentary in Bentonville. Mm-hmm. You know, you go and see what Bella Vista is doing with bike trails.
Yep.
And you go see what Rogers is doing with the rail yard. Everybody, I would say, has something unique about their city in the region. And whenever people are here, even people that live here, I don't think people that live here go and see those places mm-hmm. because it's in our backyard. Like, why would I want to go there? It's right there. Like, I can go there anytime I want to. But I think whenever people take the opportunity to go to those places and to visit them, I think they'll realize that, hey, whenever my friends and family are here, I want to take them and show them what mm-hmm. that is. And so whenever, you know, I have friends that come in, or if anybody calls and says, hey, we're coming to the area for the Pea Ridge Mule Jump. That's in October. What else can we do there?
Yeah.
Well, guess what? You can go to the Momentary. You can go to the Crystal Bridges. Arch and Culture is huge in that area. That's one of the big highlights for Northwest Arkansas mm-hmm. in a whole is arts and culture.
So out of all the things that we discussed, right, the museums, the parks, the restaurants, all that stuff, for you personally, Nathan, what would you say is the thing that you enjoy the most out of our whole Northwest Arkansas area?
I would say probably the trails is something that our family do together. We go to Tanyard Creek and hike the trail in Bella Vista. And so that's what we do as a whole. And so I think that that's one of the bigger things that we do. But, you know, there's vast opportunities here.
Yeah.
You know, if you can come here and you can do anything from the trails to Bentonville Film Fest, whenever they do that in Bentonville.
Yep.
And so there's so much that's here that people
I forgot about that.
Really probably don't realize is here.
Right.
And there's more to come. I mean, with everything happened with Alice School of Medicine, you know, the other things that she's going to be doing with Cleveland Clinic and, you know, the Tom and Stuart Walton with their reinvestment in the region with trails and connectivity for mm-hmm. the Greenway and for bikes and alternative transportation. I mean, there's just so much more to come. And I will say this, that Northwest Arkansas is blessed to have the philanthropists that want to reinvest in their own region and beyond.
Absolutely.
You know, you have the Jolene Hunts and their place in Springdale. You have the Waltons that want to invest. And there's so much other things that they could do with this. And so as a region and respectfully getting them to reinvest in their own communities mm-hmm. is amazing to see.
Yeah, I think we always benefit from all the reinvesting. I feel like we say this all the time, but I mean, it's so true. Like, to your point, let's say I think about Crystal Bridges, and my mom worked there for many years as a custodial associate. And so I always thought, I always go there to give my mom lunch, or I always go and whatnot. I think it's a very, very good reminder for us to keep in check with everything that this area has to offer.
Very true. You know, and for our listeners here, again, if you've not heard of this area, you know, look us up, and everything that Nathan's saying, that, you know, Enrique and I say, you know, it is kind of how it is here. And we've definitely enjoyed those, you know, those benefits, those amenities that we keep talking about. And it is very cool. I mean, I growing up here in this area before any of this was really here, which is just back in 2000, it was just Walmart. Mm-hmm. Right, Walmart, a bunch of land, and
yep,
and you know, a few other businesses. It's just a normal place town, but now it's completely different.
Yep,
and again, that's where this is where this idea came mm-hmm. from, to highlight the area, highlight the people that have been here for you know, all these years, like myself, and just tell those stories. So then, when we look back a few years down the line, we can pop back into this episode and say, "Oh man, that hasn't happened yet." But look at, you know, mm-hmm. and that's the whole thing. That's yep. amazing. Yeah.
That's cool.
So this so what does a weekend look for you and your family, not work related? You have this free weekend. Where do you go to eat? What's one of your favorite restaurants in town? You know.
So one of our things that we do is, you know, Victoria's is one of our Mexican restaurants we have in town. So we go to Victoria's or Grateful Griddle, or we like all the places.
Yeah.
Diego's and Viva El Taco. And so we'll just kind of pick a spot and go eat. And then if we're not busy, then usually we'll go to Branson, head to Branson,
okay.
Silver City, just have a weekend away, if you will. Mm-hmm. Because one thing my wife has learned is if I'm in Pea Ridge and I get a phone call to do something, I'm going to go take care of that issue. And so whenever I'm out of Pea Ridge, she's like, we're away. You can't go do anything. I have you all to myself type yeah, thing.
You physically so, can't.
Yeah, that's right. And so that's what we do as a family, just kind of get away for a 3-day weekend.
Yeah. Man, Branson's actually really nice too.
I do like Branson.
I do like Branson. Yeah.
Silver Dollar City.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah.
I went there one time in the summer, and it was like peak summer where it was like 100 plus. And I was just walking around just like, I was drinking soda, which is dehydrating me. So I was just making it worse. And I had fun, but I don't recommend you do that. Walk around with a giant thing of Dr. Pepper and just sipping it, because you're not going to feel good.
No.
That's so funny. Enrique.
Well, I have a question actually regarding one of the Mexican restaurants you mentioned. Which ones were they? You said a couple of them. It was
we have Victoria's, Diego's, and Viva El Taco.
Okay. So let's go with Diego's.
Okay.
For somebody who hasn't been there, because I haven't been there, right? What would you recommend for a meal? Like, what's a go-to meal there?
Queso burritos?
Uh-huh. Okay.
Yep. They actually just got those, and they're delicious. So
okay. Yep. So how is it? Is it like a big plate and they put like cheese over the burrito, or how does it work?
It's actually a fried tortilla with meat like inside of it, and it's almost like a quesadilla, but it's a queso burrito. I really couldn't tell you the... actual, like, it's just good. Like, I eat it, so it's good.
Yeah. It sounds good.
Yeah. It's really good. And then my family likes the loaded cheese queso. It's got like meat and everything inside the queso. My family loves that there at Diego's. So
it's always good.
Yeah, y'all are making me hungry talking about food.
You know, it is lunchtime. I did eat before you all arrived. Okay. So if we haven't ate, I know what we're doing after.
That's funny.
That is pretty funny. You know what? And as I always tease about this, but we need more Mexican restaurants in Pea Ridge.
Yeah. Yeah.
We need another dozen.
I mean, right. There's a lot outside of Pea Ridge. Cause I mean, to be honest with you, I didn't even know you guys had Mexican restaurants.
Oh yeah.
I had no idea. So it's kind of refreshing to hear that you have about three of them, I think is what it seems like.
Yep. Whenever people ask, like developers ask, what does Pea Ridge need? And I said, well, I can tell you, we don't need Mexican or pizza. Like, we're the capital of Mexican and pizza food. And he's like, what do you mean? I said, we have Pizza Hut, Simple Simon's, and Domino's.
Yep.
We used to have Jim's Razorback Pizza.
Oh,
and then, you know, we have Victoria's and Diego's and Viva El Taco. And then you have the new taco food truck that's over there by the food court. And so it's just like, we're ready for a sit-down restaurant, just have hometown food, mm-hmm. you know, chicken fried steak, mashed potatoes and gravy, and just kind of have that wholesome
kind of like soul food
hometown food that you want. So
mm-hmm.
yeah,
mm-hmm. It's good.
And we need a sit down coffee place.
Yes.
Yes.
So you only have Seven Brew and then the one
Ember Modern. Works, yep.
Right?
Ember, okay. Yep. And they're both drive through. And yeah. So oh, like yeah, whenever okay. people ask like, hey, do you have a coffee shop? We can go have a cup of coffee. We don't have one. So people come to City Hall and we have coffee at City Hall whenever we have meetings. So
yeah, that'd be good. Like Kennedy's Coffee or whichever company
I tried to get Ozark Mountain Bagel to come here, but they're not really interested right now. But maybe in the future. You never know.
Nathan, to kind of wrap up the episode as we approach this hour here, there was a tradition that we started, and this tradition was that the guest asks a question for our future guest. Of course, they don't know each other. They may not know each other. They don't know who it is that would mm-hmm. be this guest. So they ask a question, and then as well, you leave a question for the next guest. Again, same thing. You don't know who it is. Da, da, da. They answer it. But the idea is that these episodes are connected.
Okay.
So in that way, the other guest ties in, listens to this episode. So the question that was left here by Mr. Kenny Williams, it was, what is the most lost you have been?
Wow.
And it's funny because,
there's a story I can tell you how lost I have been. And it was a scary story. Like and my wife still teases me today about it. So some friends of ours were up in outside of Goodman, Missouri. And they text and said, hey, why don't you guys come up to the creek and go swimming with us at our in-laws? And I'm like, yeah, we'll head up there. Drop me a pin. Don't trust the pin. I'll tell you that. So they dropped me a pin. So I'm like, hey, let's go to Goodman, Missouri. Go. And so we're driving down this road and directions tell me to go through this gate. I'm going to preface this. It says private drive, do not enter, all the things. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, they told us to come, so we're going to go. So we're going down this road. Right. It's literally a four-wheel drive trail that we're on.
Oh, boy.
I'm in a Chrysler minivan. Front-wheel drive. I got my kids with me, and we're going down this trail. And there's things that you don't want to see that you see. There's buildings that are solar-powered buildings. I'm like, we're in the wrong spot. And so we're down on the bottom of this big hill, and my wife said, you need to turn around. This is not right. I'm like, okay. So we turn around. We get stuck trying to come out of this four-wheel drive trail.
No.
I'm in a minivan. Trying to come out of this, and I'm like eating the front tires off, trying to get out of this mess I'm in. And so my friend, I was like, I got to call my friend and see if he can come get us because I can't get out of here. And so I go to the top of the hill, get cell service. I'm like, Larry, I need you to come get us. We're stuck. We can't get out. You have four-wheel drive truck. Come get us. So he comes with a tow hitch, gets us out in the nick of time because there was some people that were really letting us know we were not welcome there, coming behind us in a Bronco and had a rifle sticking out the window of the Bronco. I didn't see the Bronco. My wife seen the Bronco. I had my wife and my kids get in my friend's truck mm-hmm. because I was like, hey, once we get out of here, just head on and I'll come meet you guys at the creek. I'll follow you. luckily that happened because this Bronco and this incident could have been very bad. So I just put pedal to the metal and I got out of there. But there you go. That's my story of being lost. And it's funny that he asked that because that's a legitimate story that happened.
Oh,
and
gosh.
I'll never forget it.
I don't know what I would do if I got a front wheel drive Chrysler minivan stuck in some mud. I'd be lost for sure.
Oh, yeah. I was lost.
I'd be like, girls, we're pushing.
Right. Get out.
Everyone, we're pushing. One, two.
Good story. A good story. No, good story. I'm glad everything was safe.
Yes.
And you know, no issues or so. But so now it's your turn to leave a question for the next guest.
Okay.
Any question?
What's your why?
Oh, man. Oh, that's a powerful one right there.
What is your why?
I like that one.
Cool. We got to notate that.
What's your why? Why do you do what you do?
Okay. Man, that's good.
Who's our next guest?
It's Johnny, you know, with the Super Metro manager.
It's somebody else.
Somebody else? Okay.
Yeah, but good question. Cool. I like it. But well, ladies and gentlemen, we are wrapping up this episode here today. From us to Nathan, we always want to appreciate the time that our guests give us. You know, it's an honor and privilege to have you here to even give us that time. Mm-hmm.
I feel like I said in the beginning of the episode, I've never been in an environment where I have a mayor, you know, I'm sitting in a room with a mirror. You know, yeah. So it's a cool experience. So Nathan, thank you again for your time and for, you know, letting us be in a room with you and giving us the opportunity to chat about Pea Ridge and about you and your family. So
I'm honored to be here, honored to be on your show, honored to share information and stories about Pea Ridge and about myself. And, you know, I just think I'm thankful for people like you that do these to get information out there a little bit further beyond social media and other outlets. So I think this is great. Thank you very much for doing this. And thank you for the invite.
Oh, it's a pleasure. And you've definitely set the bar, I would say, in my opinion, you have set the bar. So for other mayors here in the region, you know, but awesome. Well, folks, everyone, again, thank you for tuning in. We thank you for tuning in another episode of So NWA. Tune in for the next episode, and we'll talk to you all soon. Take care.